This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
More people are being locked up in Wisconsin, and the increase in inmates in the state's jails and prisons is costing taxpayers more money. A new analysis of state data by WPR found significant increases in jail populations since 2015. Rob Mentzer has details.
During a recent tour of the Oneida County Jail, a man who'd just been booked was there coming down from the drugs he'd been using. Jail staff had him in restraints, and the man could be heard calling out.
Let's head this way first.
On something.
So sooner we're done here, then we'll figure out.
Well, they're keeping a close eye on that.
It's not rare for people who get booked in the jail to have medical needs. Jails have become used to dealing with people who are facing withdrawals from opiates or the lingering effects of methamphetamines. Oneida County Sheriff Grady Hartman says dealing with the effects of drug addiction has become the norm.
4 or 5 years ago, I never really thought we would have, our community up here in the Northwoods would have a lot of methamphetamine and heroin use. I never thought we would have overdose deaths.
The increase in inmate population has put a strain on many local jails. The number of jails placing inmates in other counties has been steadily rising in recent years. In the first half of last year, more than 40 jails typically had inmates in other facilities.
We built the facility in 98, and then in 2009, we started to outgrow the facility.
That's Sheboygan County Sheriff Corey Raisler talking about Sheboygan's detention center. It regularly exceeds its recommended population of inmates, and that can force some difficult decisions.
We just don't have enough single cell space in order to accommodate those needs when people come in off the street and they're under the influence of some intoxicant or drug, or they might have a medical and mental health issue, but which would preclude them from being placed in the general population.
During a tour, Brinkman says some of those inmates do end up housed with others in a less secure area of the jail.
And this area of the facility fills up faster than we'd like it to, so we're forced.
Governor Tony Evers campaigned on a promise to cut the state's prison population in half. A report from the state showed that it grew by about 8% from 2011 to 2018. Reversing that trend was always going to be a challenge, and there's little evidence of progress. In fact, state prisons are so overloaded that the state regularly pays county jails to take inmates. Oneida County, which has more space than it needs in its detention facility, contracts with the state to take about 100 prisoners at a time. Sheriff Hartman says Oneida County officials drive a four-hour round trip from Rhinelander to Stanley, Wisconsin every week to exchange inmates. But he says in many ways, the state prisoners are easier to manage.
As headaches go with inmates, we have significantly far less headaches with a state inmate than we do with a county inmate.
The county also earns about $1.2 million per year from the state in exchange for providing housing. The money goes to the county's capital budget. Legislative efforts to reduce the jail population haven't gained steam in the state capital. But Milwaukee Democratic Representative David Crowley is one of a group of legislators focused on the issue. He's introduced a bill to limit bail jumping charges, which are used to incarcerate someone who's violated a court order, for example, drinking alcohol if a judge has ordered them not to, as a separate case proceeds through the court system. In 2018, more than 8,000 people in Wisconsin were charged with felony bail jumping. Crowley says someone can be found not guilty of the original charge, but still be prosecuted for violating an order like that.
But because you were guilty of bail jumping, now you're doing even more time than the original charge.
Crowley's proposal has bipartisan support, but it's not clear that will be enough to get it a vote. Earlier this month, Governor Evers called a set of Democratic proposals a first step toward criminal justice reform. The next day, a group of Republicans announced a legislative package they called, quote, tougher on crime initiatives. Those bills would increase some penalties. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.